I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. When I was a boy, my mother would always notice forsythias blooming in spring. I thought she was saying forsythia when she talked about the plant. I never knew who Cynthia was, and I didn't learn the true name of this shrub until I grew up. Forsythia is often overlooked as a common, messy-looking deciduous shrub, but there are good reasons to grow it. The flowers make a stunning visual show, and they're a great source of pollen for bees and pollinators. The plant can grow large for an excellent privacy hedge, and if it gets out of control, forsythia is easily pruned back severely and will regrow quickly. Plus, forsythia blooming is a sign to spread corn gluten organic herbicide on lawns to kill emerging crabgrass. The key is planting the right variety. For large varieties, try Northern Sun and Meadowlark. These grow 10 feet tall and have hardier flower buds, making them good choices for colder areas. New Hampshire Gold grows 4 to 5 feet tall and has red fall foliage color. Forsythia suspensa is a weeping version that can be trained up a trellis. Arnold's Promise is a dwarf variety only growing 2 to 3 feet tall. And there's a white forsythia. Abelio phylum is related to forsythia but produces white flowers instead of yellow, usually a little bit earlier than forsythia. Plant forsythia in full sun on well-drained soil. In cold areas, plant in a protected spot so the flower buds don't get killed from the winter's cold. Prune after flowering, but don't prune after July, or you'll be removing next year's flower buds. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Earth Day. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.